Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
That's a bonus episode. It's a bonus episode.
It's a bonus episode. It's a bonus bonus episode.
Jake!
Hey honey, I'm home. It's time for your pegging.
Has anything ever been so funny to you that you almost skip laughing and you just start crying? Because I'm about there right now. We're all freaks on the inside.
An acquired taste.
What's up? It's an acquired taste bonus episode. I'm Bethany. There's Sam.
Whatever.
And there's Kathleen.
I stopped singing bonus episode because I'm legitimately afraid of you guys.
Yeah, well,
okay, there's a fight demonic going on. Now, here's what's going on. So if you listen to our last week's episode or whatever, this our most recent episode, number 130, I mentioned that I had a crush on my cousin growing up. And Sam refuses to entertain the notion that maybe my cousin is hot.
No. Kathleen, can you tell Bethany that what she just said is incorrect?
Okay.
I said that I need to see her cousin before I say he's hot. I can't just say someone's hot when I don't see the person.
But you have, Kathleen, can you tell Sam that she needs to trust me? Like, this is about me feeling not heard and trusted.
Oh. I trust that he might be hot. So what Bethany's doing right now is she got so worked up about this that she didn't put the mic condoms on.
Hold on. All right.
Let's just glove up. Safe recording, everyone.
There we go.
Okay, Kathleen, please tell Sam that it is basically, I just need her to trust, just to say, Bethany, I trust you enough to trust that your cousin is hot. I just need to hear that.
I see where you both are coming from.
I didn't hear what she just said because she talked to you and not me.
Okay, so I think that I know Bethany's taste in men, even though it is her own flesh and blood.
Okay,
I think that we can say that her cousin's hot.
Thank no, you, I need to see him.
So here's,
and this has nothing to do with trust. I need to see anybody before I assess. That's the word. Before I assess objectively if that person is hot.
But I'm simply asking that you show me your trust and just say that he's hot. I just
show
need to
respect.
Hear
I,
you that.
I trust that he might be hot.
Just show some respect.
Listen, I show that's, some respect. See, you guys have it wrong. It has nothing to do with respect. Some people don't find Jake Gyllenhaal to be hot. I find him to be extremely hot. It's just a matter of preference.
Can I tell you the update that I heard today?
Yeah. Okay. So this all started because
Bethany. Are you going to show me a picture of this person?
No, not yet.
Bethany has news about her cousin.
Okay. So last week I said that my cousin was hot. I had a crush on him growing up. He had long hair in the back and short in the front. Now we know that's a mullet. Okay. So my sister was listening to the podcast because I couldn't remember his name. My sister texted me today and said, oh, by the way, his name was blank. I'm not going to say his name. She's like, oh, you were talking about so-and-so. And I'm like, yes, that's his name. So then we find out, my mom chimes in and my mom says, Bethany, he's adopted.
Oh,
and
dear.
He's my second cousin, not my first cousin. Well, so not only is second cousin to marry you, he's not even flesh and blood. He's adopted. And then
I think you're pulling a Woody Allen.
My dad.
It's not technically my stepdaughter.
My dad texted me and he said, oh, yeah, he's definitely a looker. And my dad thinks that my cousin is hot. My dad can, like, objectively look at my cousin and be like, he's a good-looking guy.
He objectively looked. He got to look. I still don't know what this person looks like yet.
Just be respectful. Bethany's father thinks
he's hot. Stop saying that. It has nothing to do with respect. It's a matter of opinion. He may very well be hot. I just want to see the photo. She's holding out on me on purpose.
Well, I found out where he lives. He has a store. That if we ever travel to this part of the country, we could go visit my relative.
Does he whittle things? I feel like a relative of yours who has a store would whittle things.
Is he Aiden from Sex and the City?
He does things that are very similar to whittling, actually.
Wait, so, but you could totally date him. He's not even related to you.
Yes, he's not even. Even if he was my biological second cousin, it would be okay. But he's my adopted second cousin. So he's the same in terms of like how much I love him. adoption doesn't change that, but it changes DNA.
Question, seriously, would you hook up with him?
Yes.
Okay.
If he wasn't married with a million kids.
Would you tell your family that you hooked up with your cousin?
No.
Oh, this is fun. This is like that scene from Mean Girls. Yeah, but he's like my first cousin. Like, you have your cousin, then there's your first cousin, your second cousin.
He's my second cousin. He's not even like close. Like in the family tree, if I'm near the center, he's like the tire swing that gets caught in the other tree. No, I mean, like just so far away.
Look at the tree next to the, no? Okay, so that's fine. Second, I still want to see him.
Second cousins share DNA, and that's enough for me.
But
that's
he's fair. My adopted son.
Yeah, no DNA,
so no
share
DNA
here.
Sharing. This same family, different DNA.
Do you know what you've done though with the buildup over the last 3 hours of refusing to just show me what this human looks like?
What?
It's like when I first saw Finding Nemo. It took a couple times for me to like it because people were talking about it being the movie of the century.
Yeah.
And I was a little disappointed, but it was a great movie. It was just built up too much.
But you're missing the point. It's not about you seeing his picture and saying he's hot. It's about you respecting me and saying he's hot just so that I will feel heard.
I hear you. And I would like to see him.
You just need to trust. This is a verbal trust fall, mm-hmm. and you're failing.
I don't like it because you guys are giving hot a solid definition, and it's 2018. We know that hot does not have a solid definition.
Right, which is why you should even more agree that he's hot because it could be anything.
He might not be my type.
The solid definition of hot is...
Ho.
Thank you, Kathleen.
It stands for ho.
No, I need to see a photo before I decide if this person is hot.
All right, let's do another check-in from this week's episode. We talked about your buddy.
I don't like this.
Who you ran into during a bachelorette party and absolutely thought he was a different friend and made a potential ass out of yourself.
You very bad with faces.
Sam, are we ready to call him up and tell him that you thought he was someone else?
That's...
You're having a great day today.
I shot him a text earlier just to see if he'd even be around today. And I started it with like, hey, Dustin, it's Sam. And his response was, I know who it is. I have your number.
While you're calling him, can I just tell you guys how my day started today?
Yes, please, Kathleen.
I'm wearing this dress where the buttonholes are too big for the buttons.
Oh.
So I need to get it fixed. But it was the
only... Or not.
It was the only clean thing in my closet this morning. Mm. So I'm walking into the building at work, and the custodian is outside.
Yeah.
He saw my pubes.
Oh.
Wait, you're not wearing panties?
No, I am, but it's been a long summer.
Listen, girls, sister's married. I judge not.
It has been a long, busy summer.
You do you, boo-boo.
And my bathing suits are full coverage now.
You go, girl.
Wait, full coverage, like, down to your knees?
Yes.
Got, like, what is that, a merca?
By merkin.
By full coverage. I mean pajama pants, because I don't leave my house.
Sister has a sponge daddy down there.
And he saw it, and I looked down, and I saw it, and we just looked at each other and nodded.
Yeah. If you want to go out of my house wearing my clothes, I can fix that for you.
You're very kind.
All right, ready, Sam? Call Dustin.
I'm going to give him a call.
Which friend did you think he was? What name?
I thought he was Michael, who's my friend's brother. I don't even know how to explain
I'll
this
talk.
Story
give me
to
the
him.
Phone.
Hold on. No.
Hello?
No. Dustin!
Hello, how's it going?
Dustin sounds hot.
I'm well, how are you? Bethany says you sound hot.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So, I wanted to quickly loop back over that encounter we had last weekend.
Yeah, the random one at the winery?
Correct, that's the one. Mm. My girls are making me do this, so apologies in advance.
This is awkward.
When I came out and gave you a whole big hug and shook your face and yelled, what are you doing here?
Yeah, very, very confused when you did that.
Yes.
But obviously, I was there with my friends for that weekend, and I know you guys were coming out from being in the winery for a little while. So
thank you for saying that in advance just now. Small thing, I thought you were someone different, and the person I thought you were was the little brother of my friend who was going to get engaged in about 3 hours. Oh. So I was freaking out because I thought you were in the wrong state. At the wrong time.
Oh, God. I'm so uncomfortable.
To be completely honest, I was totally confused as to why you were yelling at me. I think you were saying you were just talking about me and you were going to to FaceTime phone. I think at first I thought you were FaceTiming like my mom because I know
because I have her number.
Yeah, well, that's at first I was very confused because I know our parents went to high school together or something like that, and then
I was very confused.
Didn't realize that you had my mom's number until I looked at your phone and saw that it was someone that I had no idea who it was.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I feel better now that I got that off my chest.
I would like to talk to Dustin.
Bethany wants to talk to you. Hold on.
Hold on a second.
Oh boy.
Ask him if he's single.
Hi, Dustin. This is Bethany.
Hi, Bethany. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good.
Okay.
Very good.
Flirting.
Quick question. Does it hurt your feelings at all to realize that Sam didn't know who you were at first?
Why is she doing this?
Honestly, no, because I sort of felt that she didn't. I wasn't going to call her out on it.
But I sort of felt
like she was confused because there was all this yelling that was going on at that different time, and I felt like I was being confused for someone else. But
Sam yelling? Never.
But then I think someone else in the group had called my name because there was about three people or so there that we all went to camp together when we were younger.
Ivy League Day Camp, Big League Fun.
So once someone called your name, then Sam heard your name being called and probably realized what had happened.
I think she looked a little bewildered for a second or so.
That's about right.
But I kind of just kept going with it and, Honestly really nice to see everyone, so I was just happy about that. I didn't really care about the fact that I may have been confused for someone else.
Did Sam, still Bethany, by the way, did Sam did Sam yell as much when you knew her then as she does now?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I'm not a yeller!
I think we went out like 3 or 4 years ago, maybe, or something like that, just to catch up really briefly, and she's always been a Sam. Yep. So.
Always been a Sam. Okay, well, I'm gonna hand you over to Kathleen really quickly.
No.
Dustin, by the way, we really appreciate this.
No.
You're a gem.
No, Kathleen, whatever you're about to do. No.
Hey, Dustin.
No.
When you guys were, this is Kathleen, by the way. When you were hanging out with Sam like 3 or 4 years ago, was that a date?
Stop!
Was that a date?
No.
We were catching up over drinks.
There you go.
I don't think.
Did you guys hook up?
No.
No.
Did you kiss?
Did you kiss?
Did you kiss?
No. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Do you want?
Did you kiss at day camp?
Oh my god.
That happens
a
lot. I always made out with boys at church camp.
Oh my god.
I don't think many kids did that at that age. I don't even know how old I was.
Oh, Dustin, you poor sweet mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe a lot of people did. I don't know. But anyway.
Are you single?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you're single.
Right. I think she also asked me about, like, she asked me about my girlfriend or something at the time, and I was...
Because I thought you were Michael!
She thought you were Michael. Are your feelings hurt? My feelings would be hurt.
I would be hurt.
I don't get really hurt that easily, so it's okay. Totally cool.
Oh, he sounds nice.
Oh,
okay.
Dustin, we're going to introduce you to Bethany.
No, it's fine.
We're going to introduce you to Bethany. Yeah. She's single.
No, it's
Bethany's
fine.
Single. The girl you talked to before Kathleen and then after Sam.
She's V-hot.
No,
we can
stop
she's
this
very
conversation
hot.
Now.
I'm going to send you her address. We're
Somebody
here now.
Was in love with her cousin growing up.
Stop
so
it. Second cousin. It's okay because they weren't biologically related.
Would you date somebody who dated their cousin before
Kathleen.
You?
I mean, I...
You're pausing. You're pausing.
I mean, I guess it depends on the state that occurred in.
Wisconsin.
Yeah, Wisconsin.
that's a good place.
Yay!
You didn't say no, so you would consider dating somebody that went out with their cousin?
I don't judge anyone upon their first, my first thoughts or information I get about them,
yeah.
But I mean, it's definitely something to think twice about.
Well,
but,
for the record, we never dated.
I just
thought he was cute.
She can do, I don't want to... hurt anyone's feelings here, but everyone can totally do whatever they want. Love is love, so.
Love is love. Love is love, even when you're biologically related.
We're not biologically related.
Ivy League Day Camp taught you well.
I like to think so.
Thanks.
That and my friends.
Did you go to an Ivy League school after Ivy League Day Camp?
I didn't. I actually went to school in Wisconsin.
No, well, never.
In Wisconsin? What part of Wisconsin?
He can't. Madison.
Oh, do you, oh, Madison. Oh, do you know Bethany's cousin?
Bethany's turned on.
Wait, can you do a Wisconsin accent for Bethany right now?
Not right now. I don't want to do that.
Okay. Thank you, Dustin.
Thank you. I'm going to give you back to Sam. Thanks.
Okay, no problem.
Dustin, it's been real fun. I'm going to text you later.
Okay,
bye.
Unless she texts Michael.
Fuck you, Bethany. Bye.
Bye, Dustin.
So that was fun.
Can we just say for the record, I never dated my cousin, ever. I just thought he was cute. I was like 9 when he was like
18. It's going to be fun to mess with you with forever. Like, the story starts with your cousin, but in about a week and a half, I'm going to be like, remember the time you made out with your brother?
Second cousin, not biologically related.
Sam, did you make out with Dustin?
Yeah, I did not. Honest. But I did have a crush on him. And I'm
why did it never work?
Find him.
Because was he dating his cousin?
We were... Because we were but children back then.
How old were you?
I left camp when I was like 13.
Oh. I thought you were like 17.
No, but then we kind of met up again later in life. I'm finding him on Facebook.
You never made out?
No. No, we never did that.
Huh. Well, that would have been a better story.
Yeah.
Sorry. If I knew that, I would have stuck my tongue down his throat those years ago. Okay. Well,
remember making out when you were a little kid? I mean, not a little kid, like in high school.
Wait, how old were you, Kathleen?
I think I had my first kiss at like 13.
Bethany, he's cute.
Oh, he's super very cute.
He's a handsome.
And
these
he's single.
Are old photos. These are old photos.
He looks like an accountant.
He doesn't update his Facebook.
Well, he's very cute.
He is very cute. We'll talk about this later.
I'm dead inside, so it's I'm 5'10" of just dead emotion.
But at a hot level of dead emotion. Can I show you guys something? Only because we're kind of rushing through this episode because we're on a time crunch.
Yeah.
So something, Bethany, you're going to be really upset with me because this has to stay at your apartment.
Sam just got up and is pulling something giant out of a box.
Wait,
I didn't open it yet.
Okay, it looks like a big frame.
What is going
on? Oh my God, did our record go platinum?
Our novelty single from the 80s exactly. Called Werewolf Bar Mitzvah.
Werewolf Bar Mitzvah.
Spooky, scary.
Boys becoming
men. Men becoming wolves.
They did the
what
mesh.
What is happening? Do you need a scissor?
It's the mesh. Scissor. Kathleen, pull to the right. There's that block to the right of you. Open that drawer.
Oh, okay. There be a scissor.
Okay. Here you go, my lady.
Thank Should I read you. The letter? You could Sparks note it. I don't know if there's anything worth reading out loud.
This is from Nicholas, and he says, thank you for your continued support of my small business mental health awareness and for sharing small tidbits about your daily lives.
Wait, this is from a listener?
Not really, kind of. He's a listener, and we connected.
Oh.
Okay.
He tells us some personal stuff about his family, which is really lovely.
Still opening.
All right. Oh, it's a white frame. I can only see the back of it.
Oh, and he's just the nicest letter. Oh, he sounds like the nicest guy.
He's so nice.
What is happening?
There's wood on the back of it. There's wood. I can't. I'm peering over at the table.
Hi, Loki.
Don't cut Loki.
Cut your cat.
Don't cut my cat. Almost.
Cut it
Almost.
Out. What is this?
Almost.
Oh my gosh.
It is a giant Acquired Taste podcast logo. Oh my gosh, that's beautiful.
It's made of wood.
I can't even speak. That is amazing.
Isn't that awesome?
It's a sign that's pink and has a white frame, and our logo letters are cut out of wood. It is 3D. This is amazing.
We have to take a picture of this.
Oh, we will for sure take a picture. Jump onto our Instagram and our Twitter. We'll post pictures of it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So Nicholas Cochran, the owner of the Speckled Wood Company. Thank you so much. That's amazing.
Wait, does he provide a website for his company?
He does not, but we can link over. I'm sure we can find it.
When we post it on Instagram, Acquired Podcast. No. Our Instagram is Acquired Taste Podcast. We'll put the link to his website there.
Yeah,
that's
and then
amazing.
After he said he was doing this, I bought stuff for him for other occasions, so you can also commission him to do things.
Oh my God.
That's so nice. And by the way, the name, the Speckled Wood Company, it has a very personal meaning. They had a child who had very, very bad eyesight, visual impairments. Oh. And as the child's vision improved, with big glasses, they changed the word spectacles to speckled. They changed the logo of glasses to create their logo.
Oh.
And so it's the Speckled Wood Company.
Yay.
Oh, that's so great.
Where is this company located?
Pennsylvania, he says.
Oh. He's so sweet.
If it's in Lancaster, we're going to visit him at Christmas time.
Done.
Lancaster is beautiful at Christmas time.
Isn't that amazing? Sorry, you got to harbor this, Bethany, until we have our own studio space.
We'll hang it right above the
It has like a back
headboard.
Support and everything, so it's hangable.
That's so incredible.
I know.
I'm floored.
Yeah. That's amazing. So we covered a lot of things this week.
I don't think I have anything to revisit from the last podcast.
I mean, you talked about Demi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
She's
better.
She's hanging in there.
No big updates, which actually is a refreshing thing from what we discussed last episode.
Yeah. Actually, we have a very big update.
What's that?
We are on Spotify now.
We're on Spotify.
We knew that it was coming. Mm-hmm. And when I logged on, we were told it was going to take a couple weeks. And I logged onto the app after just a few days. And we were there. And man, the interface is amazing. I love Spotify.
We have been through a lot. And we are the little podcast that keeps trying and keeps going. And that's all because of you guys. All of our setbacks, you guys have pulled us through. And we're finally doing what we want to be doing. And we love you for it. Thank you so much for hanging in there with us. And now it's all the way up.
Yes.
Now.
Thank you so much for Dustin, because he might listen to this, or I might just tell him it got trash so that he never listens.
But I'll send it
That's
to
my
him.
Own personal
I think,
journey.
I think we should call old friends more often and ask them personal questions.
We can call my cousin. I know where he works.
Can I see a picture of him yet?
I'll show you later.
Oh, fine. Can you post a picture on Instagram?
No. I'm not going to blow up his spot.
No one has. There's no identity to it.
To his face?
He's not from here. You know what? I say things and then I hear it out loud later on. And
like the one thing that we wouldn't want to post is his face.
And people aren't going to know who he is from his face. Wait a minute, Sam. Wait a minute.
By the way, I was misspelling his last name. That's why. His last name is like basically only consonants.
He's your cousin.
It's so funny.
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness. Who can we call from my past? Let's call my teacher.
Okay.
Which one?
No, I literally have no teachers that I had relationships with. So
that's probably a good thing. That sentence alone.
I had friends who had relationships with their teachers.
Yeah. Let's talk about that.
And that's why I love Dawson's Creek.
All right. Thank you for listening to this bonus episode. I don't know what just happened, but thanks for listening. We love you. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?